other craziness happened this weekend. That was Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Oh.
Now, can I preface this by saying this?
Are you going to make this about you and Chuck Norris?
No.
Okay. Oh, I would like
to. Oh, but I can.
Can we go down
please
that?
Please don't.
Okay.
So, let me just say, I get everybody wanted to see Tyson and Jake Paul. But the fights before that were unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point after the two ladies fought, Taylor and was...
Serrano.
Suarez, was it?
Amanda Serrano.
Serrano, right. After those two fought...
Completely robbed, by the way.
Yeah.
Robbed, dude!
They couldn't do nothing for me. So I wasn't going to be disappointed in the card. No matter what happened between Jake Paul and Tyson.
I understand, but nobody was there.
That fight was so good.
It was a great fight, but nobody was there to watch that. Like, everybody was there to see the clown show.
But I'm just saying, I wasn't either. And, listen, Netflix.
Bro.
If you want to hang out with the big boys...
Why do they suck at this? I don't understand. How does a company that's so ahead of everybody on the streaming game, why are they so
bad
at
streaming?
How is this happening? I don't understand.
Live streaming.
I don't understand this. Like, I had made a love.
Live streaming is different.
I had made a love is blind joke on Twitter, but apparently the Love is Blind like reunion or finale was live. Also terrible. This was a big issue.
It's live versus.
But Leroy. They have more money than everybody in the streaming world.
I know. It's still, listen, no matter how deep you are into the game, once you venture into something new, right, you may even outdo yourself.
They have Christmas.
I personally think that more people watched those two events than they thought would.
How?
I don't know.
How? How is that possible?
I don't know. They need to fix it before they start getting these NFL games. Before
it's Christmas. They got it coming up.
I'm going to tell you, buddy. Now, how many people watched that Jake Paul Tyson?
They are claiming they had 65 million viewers.
Which is ridiculous.
Yep.
No, but I believe it because it's worldwide.
I believe it too.
And what about the old Indian showboat? The boxer. The guy was from India. Showboat.
Oh, was he in the undercard?
Yeah.
I didn't see that fight. I only saw Serrano Taylor.
Wait. He humped the guy.
Did he?
Got him in the corner, turned around, he started humping him.
I've seen that move before.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to be fair. That's good offense.
What?
Blue Chew.
Not yet.
No, not your thing, Frog Boy. Not your thing.
But it was bad. It was like, you know.
It was a terrible.
Great that everybody was there for the undercard, but like Mike Tyson barely could get to the ring. And it was very sad. And if anybody should have had a car take him to the ring, it should have been Mike Tyson. And it was rough. He was.
You could tell when he was walking back to the corner. You could tell. And on the way to the ring, you could tell he shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it took him a long time. It took him longer than it did the car.
I don't know who thought that was a great idea. I don't know. Like you should have used the bullpen car like it was Major League. Like, I don't. Yeah. Who thought having a...
That was a long walk.
It was a long walk. It was a long walk.
Are you shocked at how many people went to Jerry's World to see it?
No.
No?
Mike Tyson's an icon, dude. Like, he makes people feel feelings in sports that, like nobody else.
Yeah.
Like nobody else. And tricks people into disbelief. Like tricks people into thinking, oh, he's going to turn back the clock. And we talk about Father Time all the time. We've been making fun of Aaron Rodgers, all that type of stuff. Dude, there's nothing that ages you quicker and you'll notice it faster than fighting. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at Stipe this past weekend. I mean, Stipe, like, that wasn't Stipe. John Jones whooped his ass, but also Stipe was 42. You know, like it was noticeable how much slower he moved. And to have this idea that Tyson was going to do anything against Jake Paul, I mean, crazy.
And if you had any thoughts that there was a chance for Tyson, it was gone within the first 15 seconds of the first round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He did that one swing, and it was like,
well, you could just see, like, Roy Jones could immediately say.
Now, he moved. The funny thing is, he moved. He was moving and bobbing and weaving and
he had stuff a couple, like that. He had a couple
it
bob
It almost looked
weaves.
Choreographed.
He had a couple bob and weaves in there, dude. But, like, when he was straight up, like, you could see. Like, first of all, he had a giant knee brace on.
Right. And by the way, I know Roy been around the game a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson been biting his glove forever.
He has been.
Why did he keep bringing that up?
Well, I don't know. Roy just, I don't know.
But Tyson always did that.
Well, Tyson explained it afterwards. This was him with Ariel Helwani in the ring.
The broadcast team was debating what you were doing with your glove. Was it a mouthpiece issue, or were you just biting on your glove? What was that? Could you tell us?
Oh, I have a habit of biting my gloves when I fight, yes.
Why do you do that?
I have a biting fixation.
I've heard about that. I don't want to know more.
He does. Like, it because of the way the fight was going, it looked bad. But even when he was doing it, I knew he always does that.
Yeah. Well, I was more worried about the walking. Like, that was...
My goodness. Dude.
Like, you just... Like, him trying to step forward looked like a problem. And I got to get, like, you know... I'm giving Jake Paul no credit for doing this because he ski-masked everybody once again because you guys all believed or people actually believed that Mike Tyson had a chance. And by the betting lines, I'm serious. Like, they said it was the most bet-on fight in DraftKings history. And Mike Tyson's odds just kept going down. So you guys actually were betting on this old man, which makes you stupid. And the only thing I can give Jake Paul credit for is thank you for not murdering that old man. Thank you. Because he could have really hurt him. I know, like, Dana White came out.
There was a couple of times where he got carried away and, you know.
Yeah. Like, I know Dana.
Slowed down.
I know Dana White said yesterday, because he likes to take pot shots. He said afterwards, like, I told you Jake Paul could do nothing to Mike Tyson. No, he chose to do nothing to Mike Tyson.
Dude. Oh, my
God.
Dude,
he chose to do nothing to Mike Tyson, Dana. And, yeah, the one thing I'll say, though, I don't know really where Jake goes after this. You know, like, I don't. You know, I think this is kind of it. I think we're not going to see him fight for a long time. Because I don't really know. What do you do after this?
Yeah,
who
I'm
do you fight?
There's no real... Because I'm like, Connor? But that's not going to happen.
Connor's not fighting.
It's not going to happen.
So,
yeah, not too many options.
What if he... Like, he can't really go into the ring with somebody who, you know... Like, what were they talking about? They were talking about he should fight the...
He said... He was asked about Canelo. And
no,
he's
not Canelo. He can't fight Canelo.
He's not going to fight
Canelo. He's not going to fight Canelo. Canelo's not going to fight him. Canelo doesn't need him.
Yeah. What about Wilder?
Wilder, there it is.
I said that. I said if the only thing people want to tune in for is to watch him get obliterated. So the only thing that you could do is fight it. You could fight Deontay Wilder. You could fight Francis Ngannou, but he's not going to do that. Like,
ooh.
Why is he going to put himself in a place? Like, that's the thing. That's that. Do you guys not realize this is the trick?
Ah.
I keep explaining this to you. The entire trick is put somebody in the ring with me who I obviously will not lose to. But you think that I will. If I fight somebody that I will lose to, that's not fun for me. I like to make you think I'm going to lose, but I have no chance of losing. That's why I put myself against the senior citizen. But you boomers went out there thinking, oh, it's going to be this time. He's going to dial it up. Let me just get this straight. Ooh. You guys think he's going to go in there with 6'7" Deontay Wilder? With hammers, and he's going to fight him? You crazy? But I really don't know what he does otherwise. I think his next move might be MMA. Like, I think that might be his next thing.
What about Cap for Life, Seb Masvidal? Boxing background?
No. I just feel like he's done that. You know, like, I don't think...
He's too much bigger.
You guys know I love Jorge,
True.
You know I love Jorge, and Jorge's making his return to MMA anyway. He's going back to UFC. Okay. He'll fight on the Miami card. But,
oh, nice.
I don't like he's fought Nate, he's fought Anderson Silva, he's fought Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
I just feel like you've gone to that well too many times. So unless it's
makes sense.
A Francis Ngannou that people think he's going to get demolished, but now maybe his next fight is an old MMA guy in MMA cuz he's got the partnership with the PFL.
Oh.
So that could be like his next thing, but like, no, he's not going to do that. Fight Deontay Wilder. He's not going to fight Francis Ngannou.
Who would be a respectable? Because you know the trick. You just explained the trick now. Who
he
would
can
be
also
the
have a
trick?
Rematch
with Tyson?
No,
not with Tyson. Please, no.
Tommy, no, he should fight Tommy Fury. That's right, his brother. Did.
I don't. I don't think enough people care about Tommy. First of all, he's a pig who left Molly May.
Whoa! He did?
He's a pig!
What?
Yeah! He cheated on Molly May with multiple women because he was partying with Chris Brown.
Makes sense.
I hope Darren Till takes your head off, Tommy Fury.
Whoa!
You bum!
Damn.
So,
he did that.
Would that be the first fight where they want Jake Paul to knock him out?
I don't know.
That's the whole...
Probably in England, they probably do.
Jay Fink didn't even know.
Yep.
It's just like this is
pig.
This is horrible.
A handsome pig.
A handsome, very, very, very
dreamy-eyed pig.
Brown-eyed, perfect hair, chiseled body, pig. Handsome, by the way.
Velvet, dreamy. Take a break. Back after this.